Most Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. The duo stands at the ready to dish your listing, list your dishes, or listen to your dishing. Just call 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. And if you're listening live, today is May the 4th, 2017. It's International Star Wars Day, and you probably know why, right?
May the 4th be with you.
Yes. If you're listening via the archive, this is show number 485. May the 4th be with you as you call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
So are you a Star Wars guy? Do you see every movie that comes out and all that stuff?
Call us now at 888-723-4630.
I'm with you, Griff. Early on, I watched them. Yeah. You know, I saw them, but then I lost interest.
So I went to the movie when it opened. Mm-hmm. I was like 23 years old, I think. Said, yeah, that was fun. Okay, forgot about it.
Yeah.
But apparently a bunch of kids that were younger, like 10, the burgeoning. What would they call those? Generation X, right? Gen X?
I don't know. So. I get them all confused. I have a couple of the generations, but I forget.
Yeah. Well, apparently, this is a big touchstone in their lives. So they, you know, they buy the merchandise. Thank heavens. See the movies, you know, watch Big Bang Theory. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I love Big Bang Theory.
It's the ultimate nerdgasm.
Yes, it is.
Apparently. But, you know, great.
So
fantastic.
I put it into the eBay search, Star Wars.
What'd you find?
And I found 1,342,060 results.
Get out of town.
Now, if I put, I like to do this just for the heck of it. I'm going to put price highest. You know, I like to look at those. I'm silly, I know, but I like to. $21 million. Star Wars Rogue One Captain Cassian Andor figure with an error on the Darth Vader card.
Oh, is that what makes it valuable then?
Probably. $21 million. Or you can have a Star Wars movie poster look great in you and Howie, you know, you put it up on the wall and you look hip and in.
Not at my age, you don't.
It's a Star Wars movie poster reference collection. $595,000. And listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Just think how fun this would be in your house.
Right.
13 life-size replica Star Wars figures, props.
Wow.
Han Solo, Vader, all kinds of stuff. $495,000. So anyway, take a look. Today is Star Wars Day. See what you can find on eBay.
So, I have a suggestion, a be on the lookout sort of thing.
Okay.
You watched the series Feud, didn't you?
Well, we started watching it. I think we're in the second episode.
All right, so you're watching it.
Yes.
And you no doubt have watched the credits.
Yes.
So do you know to whom the credits are an homage?
I do not.
Right. So there's big graphic interest in this. Search on the name Saul Bass. S-A-U-L-B-A-S-S.
Okay, Saul Bass. Got it into Google. Wikipedia, is that good enough?
Yeah, well, anywhere. eBay, you can put it on eBay, too.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do eBay, then.
So, Saul Bass, you probably will figure out pretty quickly.
382 results.
Right, and if you start scrolling down, you may start to see the theme, the graphic. This guy was a graphic designer. And he did the credits, posters, and other content.
In the 60s.
50s and 60s. Highly sought after. And when I first saw Feud, I was delighted because the credits are an homage to Saul Bass.
How nice.
Yeah.
So I see Vertigo, The Man with the Golden Arm.
Yeah, these are all pretty famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. St. Joan.
Yeah.
Anatomy of a Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you, Griff. I learned something today.
He was a very interesting guy.
If you have any of these movie posters by him, this particular Vertigo one, $9,295, Griff.
Yeah, if they're, you know, and there's different types, so.
$6,800 for the man with the golden arm.
Yep.
$5,000 for, Saul Bass / Seconds, 1966. Mm-hmm. St. Joan, 5,000. Wow. Okay.
So I just thought you'd
Bolo.
Like
good Bolo.
Good Bolo. Be on the lookout for Saul Bass. And he thinks there's huge collectors for this stuff.
Mostly movie posters, it looks like.
Yeah, movie posters in great condition. And they're the full poster, not a reprint, not a, you know, because you can get reprints of this stuff.
But here's a rare first edition. Henry's Walk to Paris is the movie, and it's only $450. Maybe it's lesser-known movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And to think you could, in the day, you could go into a theater after the run was finished and say, hey, can I have the posters? And they'd say, sure.
Sure, we're going to just throw them away.
Here you go. Here's your posters, kid.
Birdman of Alcatraz. You love Alcatraz.
I love
this would Alcatraz. Be a good one for you. $355.
The one I remember most as a child was Exodus, because I remember thinking, wow, that's such a good graphic.
Let's put his name in Exodus in the eBay search.
He did. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Mm-hmm.
Bonjour, Tristessa.
Okay, here's an Exodus rare, $2,400.
Yeah. And I think they're only going to go up in price.
And remember lobby cards?
Yeah. Oh, lobby cards are very popular.
Here's a lobby card for $275, one for $240.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout. That's a good one, Griff. Thank you.
I was thinking of it when I was watching the last episode, you know, how much I enjoyed the credits of the show, because they are such a lovely nod and homage to a great graphic designer.
You know, we may have Kathy Terrell calling in today.
Yeah, I heard about
She's with
this,
a
yeah.
with a full-on field report on this week's DC fly-in.
Ooh, fantastic.
Do you know she got an award from eBay Main Street?
Aww.
As a small business advocate leader. I saw a photo of her on Facebook receiving the award from Bob Coopens.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to hear about that when she calls in. She's going to tell us about it. But right now, we must go to the phones because Oilerman Ron Lowe is on with us, our buddy. Hello, Ron. How are you doing today, and what's your question or comment?
Hello, Lee and Griff. Yeah, it's kind of lessons learned in regarding returns. Even when you pack everything just right, you follow all the rules, stuff can still happen.
Yeah.
I shipped out a cup and did it all right. It was just really great. The guy opened it up and the rim was cracked off.
Oh.
And of course he asked me for a return. It was done. I mean, without even thinking.
Sure.
We apologized to him and gave him a refund and paid for the return shipping, just like I've learned from I don't know who, but I think these two people are on the radio.
They may be, yeah.
You know, it's fun for us because I know exactly what you were thinking and what you could have been thinking if this had happened to you a year ago without us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
A year ago, you would have gone, oh, my God. But now, you know, you have an opportunity to give good customer service.
Exactly.
This was an opportunity, not a mishap.
Exactly. That is the way to look at returns, as an opportunity to cement great customer relations and a reputation for that, if you do it the right way.
Was this your first return?
Oh, no. I've had, six returns over the last year.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's another one. Now, this guy ordered an item from me, and the size and everything was clearly stated. And he sent me a message saying, hey, I'm going to still keep the item, but doggone, it's a couple of inches short. I don't want a refund. I don't want to return it. I'm going to keep it. I just want to tell you if you can find another one for me. So what did I do? I found another one for him, longer, that'll fit him perfectly, and I shipped it, bought it, and paid for it, and sent it to him at no charge to him. And I told him to keep the one he's got and pass it on to some of the younger people in his church.
If we had an award for the best customer return story, you would win for that one.
Well, it's because of what I've learned from these two people. Yeah. I don't know.
Who are they? I don't know.
I got it through osmosis.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. Yeah.
So Ron wants a listing dished.
Okay.
Griff? Oh, yeah, if he can.
Do you see it up on your screen, Griff?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me give out the number anyway so our listeners can look as well.
Yep.
So the item number is 1-825-5485-0379. That's 1-825-5485-0379. And I'm already there.
Okay.
Oh. And I've got some questions on it.
Okay.
All right. So everything, the title looks good.
Sailing ship Santa Maria, wood cloth, 3-mast, carrick length, 10.5 inch, height 10.0 inch.
We'll continue with it in a minute because we got to take a break here. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630, here at eBay Radios. Ask Griffin Lee.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at the ebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Bubble wrap is our life. Call us now. We obviously need the companionship. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Our hotline is still open for your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That hot number is 888-723-4630.
And we were on the line with Ron. We're dishing a listing for him, and the listing number is 1-825-548-5039.
So, yeah, your title's fine. I think you've got a little problem with the quotation mark for inches for the 10.5 because there's a space between the 5 and the quotation mark. That's not good. Get rid of that space.
No, okay.
There's something odd about your photos, and I can't put my finger on it. Have you run this through some sort of processor?
I used some of the eBay adjustments for color.
All right, so I think you've done a disservice.
I think I need to go back and delete them and redo them from scratch.
Yeah. There's something. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of. It means that the photos themselves are very grainy, and it's just there's something odd about the color and texture of these photos. The first one is out of focus, by the way. I would redo those photos. I recommend being extremely cautious when using any sort of post photo taking software to enhance a photo. You don't want to, in this case, I think you've actually made the photos degraded the quality, but you don't want to make the image look better than it actually is in real life. So I'd be very careful when you use that feature, if
okay.
ever.
Okay. That was an experiment, and it failed.
Well, I don't know. Failed is a little strong a word, but I think...
Well, no, it did not achieve the desired result.
Yeah, because I've seen other photos that you've taken that are just perfect, so I would redo these. The reason why I asked about running it through some software of some sort is because if you look at each photo, there is a kind of a thin black outline around the ship that is not natural looking. It makes it more like a drawing. And I know that some of the software that will remove a background sometimes will do that to an image, and it's it doesn't look good. So I'd redo those photos. Your item specifics are fine, and of course your description, as always, is perfect. It's easy to read. So,
okay. What about including metric measurements in all your listings?
Yeah, you should.
As well as the U.S. measurements for every listing.
Yes,
well,
I do.
If there's measurements, yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. Now, and the next question is my shipping cost, because of the nature of the item, it's going to have to take some really extra shipping, extra package protection, which is going to raise its shipping cost where it'll be higher than what I'm selling it for.
Right, and so
what's
there's...
What's your opinion of that?
I'd add it together and do free shipping. But
yeah, I would use a worst case example of, but what's the, so I've got a question about that because it shows shipping to me is $12.75. This item is too big to fit into, I believe it's too big to fit into a, medium sized flat rate box. So I'm not quite sure how you're getting expedited shipping to show up for that amount.
I'm putting it in a 12x12x6 box.
That's a little small. Yeah, I would.
So I need to check that out as well.
And your weight of the item. How much did you specify for the weight?
That's the other thing. I put the weight of the item itself. Let me switch over to it.
It says 7 ounces. Yeah, I see it. 7 ounces.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it does. Maybe
I list the. That's the other question. Should you always list the weight of the item?
No, you don't. No, you don't have to list the weight. You don't have to list.
Well, I was thinking that provides the customer with a way to estimate. Hey, you're shipping something for 2 ounces, and you're charging me $10 for shipping.
Right,
something's out of line.
But that kind of mindset, it's going to beg the question, no matter what you put. That's why this is another example of why I'm such a firm believer in for fixed priced items, especially.
Yeah.
Put the shipping and the cost of the item and just take that calculation off the table.
Okay, I started doing that. I've got about 200 of my almost 600 listings as free shipping.
Oh,
and I'm going to go back and address that. And this time, I'll leave it for several months, 6 months at least, to really give it a fair shake. Because I heard the other day you said that, hey, somebody gets a complaint back that, hey, it's too much money with free shipping and all of this. And you said, hey, just like you and Lee both say, people prefer one price.
Yeah, they do.
They don't like to compute.
Well, you know, we love your, we're not going to dish your listing. I mean, we dished your listing, but we're not going to give you a score because we know that you called because you felt you had some problems with it. And so go ahead and make those changes. And we'd love to see the pictures after you do them without the optimization.
I'll make the other changes we discussed too and put it back up there. Sounds good. I aggravated you and sent you another question on titles if you get to it later today, maybe.
Okay, send it to me and we'll get to it in the next hour probably.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's
bye,
Ron, known as Oilerman21 on eBay, who has sure come a long way, baby. Hey, guess who's on the line with us?
eBay Radio poppin'.
Federica Rabiolo.
Hi.
Manager, Seller Communications, eBay. Federica, you out there in D.C.?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi, Fed.
Hi there.
So, Fed, what's up?
Not much. You know, just ready to talk Shine Awards.
Oh, is that why we're here? Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, tell us about Shine.
Well, just popping in to remind everyone that there's 15 more days to apply to our 2017 contest. You can go to ebay.com/Shine Awards to apply today. And the application is really, the process is quick and concise. It shouldn't take you more than 30 minutes to apply. And, you know, I did follow along the Facebook Live on the eBay for Business channel, and I know there were some questions about where the best practice tip sheet is. And you can find that in the submission page under the text box. It says click here for tips, and that pops open the PDF with all our tips.
Fed, do you want to remind us? Everybody else is calling you Fed, so I hope I can.
That's fine.
Thank you. So, Fed, tell us more about the Shine Award. How many categories this year, and what are they?
So there's five categories again this year, and they are Rising Star, Global Business, Minority or Woman-Owned Business, Charitable Business, or Entrepreneur.
We just spoke with a Rising Star, so tell us what that really is.
So Rising Star is really for sellers that may be new to the platform in the last 24 months, or any sellers that have had tremendous growth in the last 12 months that are maybe long-timers with us. Global Business, this is for our folks using global shipping platform or just trading internationally on their own. Minority or woman-owned is pretty self-explanatory. And then we've got Charitable Business for those folks using eBay for Charity program to help their favorite causes. And then Young Entrepreneur for sellers 19 to 35.
So can you tell us a little bit about how a seller who's interested can enter in? Because it's open to any seller.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Any seller in the U.S. can apply. And when you head to ebay.com/Shine Awards, just click Enter Now. And you're taken to our submission page. There's three steps in that page. The first, you select what categories you want to apply for, and you can apply for any and all that you feel apply to your business. The second category, you give us a bit more information about you and your eBay business. And then the third is really those essay portions, telling us your story and really telling us why you deserve to win.
So can a seller enter more than one category?
Yeah, we really encourage people to enter across multiple categories, and we know that a lot of our sellers, you know, would be in multiple categories, so we encourage that. And please don't feel like you just have to fit in one bucket.
So what's the deadline for entering the contest?
So our deadline is May 19th, so as I said, there's 50 more days. Don't procrastinate. Get your applications in. We want to read your stories. We have a goal of getting 1,500 applicants this year, so help us make that goal come true. And another thing is, if you share your story, you know, there's only 15 finalists in the end, but and maybe you don't end up being one of those finalists, but if you share your story with us, you know, it may be an awesome story, and there may be other opportunities that we can use, you know, your story for and involve you with. And so it's also another great way for you to share your story with us and get more exposure that way.
How will the judging and voting work?
As I said, once it closes on May 19th, then we read through all the submissions and we get in a room with an eBay committee and get those submissions down to our 15 favorites or 15 finalists. And then those folks get put online publicly on June 26th, and the eBay community gets to vote on their favorite in each category, and you can vote up once a day for each category. And so the eBay community really names the five category winners. And then we have a panel of expert judges, which includes our SVP of North America, Hal Lawton, and our podcast host, John Henry, and others. And those folks determine who from the 15 should be our grand prize winner.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So where should sellers go to submit their business for consideration?
ebay.com/shineawards is where you can find all the information, the terms and conditions, how it works, all the different dates, and apply to win.
Well, thank you very much, Federica. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
eBay sellers, it's your turn to shine. Submit your business to eBay Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as Small Business of the Year, or compete for one of five other Shine Awards. Tell us what drives your success and how eBay makes it possible. Deadline for submissions is May 19th, 2017. For categories and details, go to ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Tell your story to win.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
She's the most important woman in everyone's life. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 16th, buyers will be searching eBay for her perfect gift. So list mom-centric items now. That includes fragrances, jewelry, especially if it's personalized with her children's birthstones, or her own initials. Kitchen gadgets are big with moms who like to cook. And of course, collectibles, such as a vintage vase for those flowers she'll receive. Use Promotions Manager to create a Mother's Day promotion. Then send a Mother's Day newsletter to your store subscribers. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mom.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Listen while you list.